spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66, Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
Well, a big hi and greetings to you. Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is officially in session. And how do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? Here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we do our best not to play the same old tracks over and over again. And if we have a choice of playing something clunky or funky, we're going to go with funky every time. So with all of that said, we have a show for you today. And that big old bucket of blues we brought today, Taj Mahal is our featured artist. We're going to be playing some songs we haven't played before by the Taj that are from his Grammy Award-winning 2025 album, Swinging Live at the Church in Tulsa. Also getting spins here in segment one. Woo-hoo! Here's a good one. The Electric Flag. Ronnie Baker Brooks is on board. Another Grammy winner in 2025, Ruthie Foster. And Greg Allman on a solo is going to get a spin. And our then and now song, Bo Diddley's going to take care of the then version of You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover. And Albert Castiglia's going to take care of the now track. We're going to play some blues for you right now. James Cotton's going to kick it off with Teeny Weeny Bit.
Good God. Come on. All right. No, I don't want much. I just want a little bit. No, I don't want it all. I just want a little bit. I just a teeny weeny bit, just a teeny weeny bit of your love. I want you forever. Not just a piece of mine. Please, sir, you'll never leave me. Not till the end of time. I'm from a teeny weeny bit, just a teeny weeny bit of your love. Turn your lamp down low and come sneak me a kiss. Turn your lamp down low, baby. I just can't resist. I'm from a teeny weeny bit, just a teeny weeny bit of your love.
Taj Taj Mahal as our featured artist. We had Taj Mahal as our featured artist. Show number 236, by the way, if you missed it. Archived on UncleBUC.com. On that show, we were playing music from a great album, the Taj Mahal Sextet, swinging live at the church in Tulsa. In 2025, Taj won a Grammy for that album. So we thought it was befitting to bring the Taj back and play some cuts from the album that we haven't played before. If you missed the explanation of swinging live at the church in Tulsa, the church in Tulsa is a recording studio. Actually, it was a church at one time. But Leon Russell turned it into a great recording studio. The list of people that have recorded there goes about as long as my arm, and I got a long arm. Muhammad Ali and I both wear a 37-inch sleeve. By the way, Taj Mahal winning another Grammy in 2025, that makes his fifth win out of 17 nominations. Ooh, what about that? The album won the Grammy for Best Traditional Blues Album. So let's slap the album on the turntable, so to speak, with a great track that we haven't played before here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, the Taj Mahal Sextet from the albums Swingin' Live at the Church in Tulsa. The song is Betty and Dupree.
That's what I'm talking about. Sooner State, come on now. All right, so when I'm gonna say, gather around me, then you say. I'm gonna do it again. Gather around me. Everybody, oh, let me, I'm gonna tell you a story about, tell you a story about Betty and Dupree.
natural ball.
Tosh is gonna be back with another track from the Grammy Award-winning album, Swinging Live at the Church in Tulsa. But right now, it's time to put the needle down in the grooves on a double dose of the blues. The Electric Flag is gonna kick off this double dose, followed by Ronnie Baker Brooks. I have to admit, sometimes I see the title of a song. Of course, it has to be something I think you want to hear, but one of the influences in this particular case, it's the title of the song, Ronnie Baker Brooks, and It Takes a Smart Man to Play Dumb. But kicking off this double dose of the blues, Electric Flag. Oh, what a band this was. Back in the mid-60s, home base of Chicago, Mike Bloomfield started the group. Oh, what a band he put together. Keyboardist Barry Goldberg, drummer Buddy Miles. On bass was Harvey Brooks, and doing the vocals, Nick Gravanides. Get a load of Electric Flag and Killing Floor.
I speak tonight for the dignity of man and the destiny of man. I urge every man of both parties.
A long time ago. Yes, I should have quit you, baby, a long time ago. You know I wouldn't be here now, people, down on the killing floor. If I'd have listened to my second mind. Yes, if I had listened my second mind, you know I wouldn't be here now, people, down on the killing floor.
This is Randy Stevens, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. That's Uncle BUC.com. And he plays the blues, yes he do.
corner, baby. Go on and have your fun. Treat me like you wanna, baby. Go on and have your fun. If I'm a fool, then bump my head. But it takes a smart man just to play dumb. I give you everything you want. Just keep on giving me what I need. I think that's an even trade, woman. Satisfaction guaranteed. Treat me like you wanna, baby. Go on and have your fun. All right. If I'm a fool, then bump my head. But it takes a smart man just to play dumb. Let me dummy up on you now. I'll pay all your bills, 'cause I know you love to shop. But if you ever quit giving me loving, woman, then all your shopping's gonna have to stop. Treat me like you wanna, baby. Go on and have your own fun. Well, if I'm your fool, then bump my head. But it takes a smart man just to play dumb.
What a then and now feature we have for you this week. Taking care of the then version, it's gonna be Bo Diddley. And the then and now song is You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover. I was actually guilty of singing that song back in my band days. But doing much better than I did, taking care of the now version, it's gonna be Albert Castiglia. But here's Bo Diddley, and You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover.
You can't judge this apple by looking at a tree. You can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. I gotta say, you got your radio turned down too low. Turn it up. Ow. You can't judge sugar by looking at the cane. You can't judge a woman by looking at her man. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on. Oh, how am I doing, baby? By looking in the pond, you can't judge right from looking at the wrong. You can't judge one by looking at the other. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you can't judge me. Ain't like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
You don't want to miss the now version. Coming up in segment two, taking care of the now version of You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover, it's gonna be Albert Castiglia. Speaking of Grammys, Ruthie Foster won the Grammy in 2025, right along with Taj Mahal. Ruthie Foster won the Grammy for Best Contemporary Blues Album. Ruthie's gonna kick off a double shot of the blues, to be followed by Greg Allman with a track from one of Greg's rare solo albums, was recorded back in the day when the group was back in L.A. They were under contract with, let me see if memory serves me right here, they were under contract with Liberty Records. The group decided they wanted to get back to Georgia, but the contract stipulated there were several more tracks and time before the contract was over. Greg Allman volunteered to stay out in L.A. and take care of the contract and the time needed for the contract to expire. Ended up cutting an album on his own. That, by the way, was back in the day when Greg was hanging out with a girl named Cher. But the track that Greg's gonna cut, quite a good one in my opinion, entitled Before the Bullets Fly. But kicking off this double shot, 2025 Grammy winner Ruthie Foster and Rainbows.
What is love? I just point to you. People get so hung up, I just run to you. wishing nothing away.
Hey, this is Sue Foley, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
You want to sing that with me?
UncleBUC.com.
Got it. Thank you, love.
Just move.
Producer on the show, Mr. Matt, is waving his arms at me, telling me it's about time to get out of segment one. So we're going to take a little pause for the cause at this time. Those of you listening to the first run shows at 8 o'clock on Saturday night and noon on Sunday Central Standard Time, you're going to get a little blues news thrown at you. By the way, blues news does hit UncleBUC.com about noon every Monday. It's on there all week long, so give it a shot. Say, coming up in segment two, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers are going to kick it off with a great instrumental. Taj Mahal, of course, our featured artist, will be back. The Teskey Brothers, they're on board. Frank Bay's got a tune. We're going to start a new feature called Producer's Pick. Speaking of Mr. Matt, our producer, and Southern Avenue's going to get a spin. It's all coming up on segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
This is Greg Cogan, and I'm a blues man living in Germany. And you listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Great.
Thank you.
way to check into segment two of this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Freddie King recorded that great instrumental track back in 1960. Oh, that great version you just heard, though, Hideaway, was recorded in 1966, a few years later, by John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. Oh, and on that recording, if you didn't recognize that great guitar work, John Mayall, on his version of Highway, introduced the world to a young guitarist by the name of, you guessed it, Eric Clapton. Oh, how about that? Taj Mahal is our featured artist on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Up in segment one, we talked about how Taj's album, Swingin' Live at the Church in Tulsa, was featured on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues here. But since how Taj in 2025 won a Grammy for that album, we thought we'd make Taj the featured artist again and update with some tracks from the album that we haven't played before. And here's a good one, the Taj Mahal Sextet. Another great track from Swingin' Live at the Church in Tulsa, sitting on top of the world.
Come on, Daddy, don't you know I need you so? mountain Jack, I'd keep on hollering till I got my baby back. Now she gone and I ain't worried, 'cause I'm sitting on all fall, had to spend my Christmas in my old home. Now she gone and I ain't worried, 'cause I'm sitting on top of
Taj Mahal, our featured artist. Not bad for a guy in college that studied veterinary medicine. I do believe, though, it's time to put the needle down in the grooves on a double dose of the blues. The Teskey Brothers, all the way from Australia, are gonna kick it off. Frank Bay's gonna follow up with That's What Love Will Make You Do. But here's the Teskey Brothers. Their great song, burning up the blues charts. It's called Rain.
Oh, am I crying again? A soul with no face is a lonely embrace, but I know it's hard. I know.
And you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com. Yeah!
Shaking inside when I see you stroll, I lose my self-control, 'cause that's what love will do for you. That's what love will make you do. Yeah, no matter how I fight it, baby, I'm still in love with you. Yeah. If you need a little help, there's no limit to what I'll do. I work 8 days a week, little girl, and give it all to you. 'Cause that's what love will do for you. That's what love will make you do. Yeah. No matter how hard I fight it, baby, I'm still in love with you. Yeah.
my then and now song this week. Oh, certainly a good one in my opinion. All the gray hair I have on my head, you can tell. I was doing the bop and all those crazy dances back in the day when Bo Diddley did. You can't judge a book by its cover. That's our then and now song. But the time has rolled around to play the now track of Bo Diddley's great hit. We've talked a bit about Grammy Awards. The now version of Bo Diddley's You Can't Judge a Book by the Cover was featured on an album by Albert Castiglia, who, by the way, was our featured artist a few weeks back with music from great album Righteous Soul, which got nominated for a Grammy. But here's Albert Castiglia taking care of the now track of You Can't Judge a Book by its Cover.
You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? You misjudge me. I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
By looking at a brother,
you can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
Cover, yeah.
time has rolled around when I'm always compelled to say, oh, looking down in that big old bucket of blues we have, looks like there's two more before we go. Well, we've got a new feature here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. It's going to be called Producer's Pick. We're calling it that because Mr. Matt, our producer, that usually is on the other side of the glass making hand gestures at me and waving at me and meaning I've been talking too much. Anyhow, Mr. Matt is going to explore the blues world each week and see if he can find something on there that I missed. Mr. Matt, what you got for us this week?
Well, this week I picked out Walking Blues by Keb Moe.
That's a Robert Johnson song, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is.
Now, what's unusual about this track that you have?
Well, on this track, this is actually an accumulation of people playing from all over the world, just 6-7 different countries, I believe. So there's a lot of different musicians in this just from all over the place, and none of them are actually inside. That's what's crazy to me. So,
hey, that sounds like a very unique version of a Keb Moe song. Why don't you just introduce it?
All right. This is Robert Johnson's Walking Blues by Keb Moe on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Some folks tell me, oh, blues ain't bad. I got the worst old feeling that I ever had. Some folks tell me, oh, blues ain't bad. You know I got the worst old feeling, Lord have mercy, I ever had.
Woke up this morning, feel around my shoe. You know about that, babe, that old walking blue. Woke up this morning, I feel around for my shoe. Oh, you know about that, baby, I had them old walking blue.
Play the blues.
Hey, this is Albert Cummings. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBuck.com. Thanks for listening.
Certainly had a blast playing the blues for you right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues for this week. But we're going to be back next week with another big old bucket of blues just for you. And if you haven't followed the show on Instagram and our Facebook pages, please do so. You'll put a big old smile on my face. But until we meet again next week, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network for Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.